This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
I'm here at Pacifica Radio, KPFT 90.1 FM.
Let's all get together and pray for the peace on earth.
من غير العدالة مش ممكن يوجد السلام.
At 90.1 FM, this is KPFT in Houston. And now, Houston's only primetime radio program dedicated to news and concerns of the lesbi, gay, and transgender identity. This is Queer Voices.
Good evening. This is Jack Belinsky.
And Jennifer Renee.
And Glenn Holt.
Well, it's our Christmas Eve live show.
Yes, it is.
We were supposed to have Joan here live in the studio.
But instead we have her live on the phone?
Yes, we will have her live on the phone because she couldn't get out of Mason City, Iowa, or River City. I guess that's where she's from. Then This Way Out, I believe, is going to be an entire audio file. With JD, probably, as soon as we get that up around 8:30. Then at 9 o'clock, it is GLBT or Queer Christmas, JD Doyle's regular
Queer music heritage. Yeah, with Christmas music from gay artists. And you got to hang around. If you've got some radio program on, listening to Christmas music, you know, if you listen to us, put on the show, listen to that last hour, that 9 to 10 hour, and listen to JD Doyle. He did a great job on it for this season, so don't forget to listen.
And so, you know, I know it's Christmas. You're probably out there either wrapping presents. Hopefully you're not still shopping.
I came down Westheimer past the Galleria, and the parking lots were full still.
Well, you know, I know Macy's in New York, not that we're advertising commercial stuff, but in New York they were open 24 hours since like Friday, and I don't know what time they're closing today, but, you know, there's probably still one last place to shop if all those places are closed. The leather store, I think, is still open.
The leather store is still open tonight.
Yeah,
didn't get that leather gift, you know where to go.
Not that I'm asking for anything.
They also have something new this year. Apparently, you can go online and do the electronic equivalent of a gift card. And you send it by email. When you make the purchase, it gives you a code number or something. And then the person who receives that can use that code number kind of like PayPal type thing.
Sort of like a boarding pass.
Yeah. And then purchase from whatever site it's from. So, you know, if I was to send you an email with one of these things from Victoria's Secret, then you could go to the Victoria's Secret site.
Virtual gift.
That's it, yes.
Oh, how nice. Only thing about it, I doubt if it'd fit.
Well, and most of those companies make out on those gift certificates because they don't usually get redeemed.
If I get something from Victoria's Secret, maybe I'll get a chance to make out. Yes.
Well, let's.
It is the Christmas season.
Joan is with us.
I can wish for almost anything.
Well, good evening, Joan. How are you?
Snowed in.
Well, Saturday I ate lunch outside because it was so nice out. Today I think it hit about 60.
Yeah, 60. But today, 3 days ago, it was in almost 80 degrees. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we had 8 inches of snow, and we had thunder snow too Saturday night, which was a new phenomenon for me, thunder and lightning and snow all at the same time.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I saw it in Canada one time.
Yeah. Well, the Midwest,
For those people who don't know, Joan was a regular part of this show for how many years?
10 years.
Wow, how time goes by. And then you moved to Iowa for a job. And you still contribute occasionally doing book reviews or doing, well, basically whatever you want to do because we can't tell you what to do.
Well, right now in Iowa, it's pretty interesting. We're having our caucus on June 3rd.
Yes.
January 3rd. And we've got all the candidates here. And Iowa's shaping up to be pretty interesting because not so much on the Democratic side. There's no real surprises there. But on the Republican side, people here that are Republicans are going for Huckabee. So that's a little scary to me.
Well, but I don't think the Democratic side is so tied up either because it looks like it's neck and neck between Hillary and Obama.
Yes, but you have to understand, Obama's from Chicago.
Yes.
And you know, Eastern Iowa is like 3 hours out of Chicago, so you would sort of expect that.
Well, and also, well, but then there was also a concern that, you know, he was really hoping for a lot of college students, and they won't all be back.
No, no, they won't. And, you know, by moving it up to January 3rd, they've made it very difficult. Because
sure.
The way it works here is you don't do primaries. Like you in Houston, in Texas, you go out and you vote in the primary. The way it works here is you have to physically take yourself to a location to do something they call caucusing.
Well, we have a smaller version of that on the, in fact, well, this will be happening in March. You don't vote for presidential candidates. Well, do you? I forget now. But you actually do come back to the polls after the primary to get involved into the process of who gets selected to go to the conventions.
Right. You declare which presidential candidate you are for, and then that group caucus, and they do a head count on who's going to get delegates to the state convention.
But actually, you do vote for president on the ballot. So
right.
It's sort of a hybrid of that. And but in Iowa, you actually have to come back. And I understand for the Democrats, you have to come back and you have to stand there, and it can go on for 2 hours. For the Republicans, basically write it in, and then you can leave.
Right. Yeah, it can go on for 2 hours, and then if you have, like, there has to be a certain number of people in your group. So say you have somebody like, Bill Richardson or Kucinich or Chris Dodd, who maybe don't have the support. They'll sit there and go, oh, you don't have enough votes. So you 10 or 20 or 30 Dodd supporters, you have to go with one of the other candidates. And then you get all the arguing and fussing and feuding about that.
Right. You have to have 15%. Otherwise, then you have to go with somebody else. Or you leave.
Or you leave. But, yeah, people get a little passionate, to say the least. And it's a process. It's quite the process. But it's an important thing to do. It does determine some things. It's frustrating that they're doing it so early this year because so many people are not really in town. You know, people are potentially still traveling for holidays.
Oh, right, or can't get back because of the weather. It's also interesting that because Iowa, that the candidates really have to campaign the entire state, not just the metropolitan areas, because Iowa is not controlled by one major newspaper. And, in fact, somebody told me there's, like, 30 independent phone companies up there, that it's very, you know, and people have been there a long time who are there. So you really have to get around the state to campaign.
Yeah, Iowa is two fairly large cities. And when I say fairly large, I'm talking in terms of small cities, okay? Because, actually, the city of Cedar Rapids is only slightly bigger than Katy, Texas, as far as population. But you have Des Moines, which is the state capital, and you have Cedar Rapids. And literally everything else is farmland. So you've got a lot of small rural towns. You have a lot of smaller, you know, I won't call them cities, but just smaller towns. You have a lot of, you know, cornfields and things. And it's very hard to predict because, you know, it used to be back in the day, as Cedar Rapids and Des Moines went, so went Iowa. But that's not necessarily the case anymore. There's been, you know, a lot of changes with that.
And it's my understanding that it's not as conservative as we think it is.
Des Moines is more conservative. Des Moines is western Iowa. It's toward Nebraska and Kansas and all that. Eastern Iowa, where I am, is more toward Wisconsin and Chicago. So it's a lot more union. It's a lot more progressive. It has a lot. The biggest college is right here, about 25 miles south of me. So yeah, it's funny. We kind of mirror the country because there's kind of a red blue divide with us. You know, the eastern side of the state is blue and the western side of the state is red.
Do you like living there?
Yes, I actually do, except for when we have thunder snow, but other than that, yeah, it's Midwestern, but it's very it has its points. But then again, I do miss Houston too, because the one thing we don't have here is the Montrose area. They don't really have a gay community here. We have gay people, we have gay bars, but we don't have a gay community or a gay part of town.
Well, in reality, most of the gay ghettos are disappearing around the country, and part of that success and part of that is just the way times are changing. So tell us about you work for a defense contractor?
Yes, I work for a defense contractor. I write training on everything from tanks to airplanes. It's very diverse. Believe it or not, they have a tremendous diversity policy there. They have domestic partnerships, and they a very, very strong push toward diversity. They do celebrate Gay Pride Month in June. They do have a gay employee group, and that's actually pretty surprising because it's overall you have a lot of ex-military that work there, which isn't usually the most progressive group of people you can deal with. But the company itself has done very well. Of course, you know, to be fair, like all companies, the one of the main reasons they do that is because to attract talent,
sure.
You have to do that. I mean, you have to do that. And especially to attract talent to a small community like Cedar Rapids. I mean, you know, what do you have to offer them? I mean, Houston is Houston. You know, New York, Manhattan is New York, but Cedar Rapids is Cedar Rapids. So
yeah, but, you know, there's...
to be some bonuses.
Yeah, really? But there are people who like living in smaller cities because you don't spend 2 hours on the freeway. Affordability is a little bit easier of housing. And I mean, you know, I'm not trying to... is that true? Do you feel that way? I mean, some people?
I think, you know, what we tend to get here... and it's gay or straight, either one. People, usually you get people that are looking to settle down. You know, they've married, they have a couple of young kids, you know, their partying days are over, and they're looking for a nice place to live and raise their kids. For young people right out of school, even in some sense for single people, again, straight or gay, it's not the most attractive community because it simply doesn't have a really big nightlife, or like I said, it doesn't have a big gay community. We have two gay bars. We have Wheeler Inn for the women and Basics for the boys, and that's what you've got. So,
but you have your Starbucks up there, right?
Oh God, we have like 6 Starbucks. I was so excited. That was the first question I asked when I moved here. They had a Starbucks. We have a drive. We even got our first drive-through Starbucks. It was a big deal. So yeah. But it's nice, you know, the fall and the spring here are what get you through the winter and the summer, basically, because the summers are about as humid as Houston and the winters are, well, winter.
Yeah. Well, so have you been reading much lately?
Yes, I have. In fact, I just have been reading a book called Tweakers, which came out a couple of years ago, and it's about the impact of crystal meth on the gay community, and it's a scary, scary book. It's one of the unfortunate things, I guess, about meth is it removes your inhibitions to the point that you start doing things like having unsafe sex, and it's created mm-hmm. almost among the younger population a resurgence of HIV and AIDS, and it's become a very big problem actually in the gay community and has been for the last few years. So that's something I'm just kind of starting that book. Yeah, I know, cheerful Christmas book, right? and
cheerful Christmas reading.
Yeah, and then because I'm a ghost fan, a friend of mine got me a book called Midwestern Ghost, so that's on the table. And then David Halberstam's The 50s. I just checked that out of the library. I was interested in that because we just lost him this past year, and I did want to. He's one of the great authors and reporters of our time, so I wanted to check out his take on the 50s, 60s, and 70s. So I'm in the first part of that series right now.
Okay.
What's going to be the next book you're going to interview on the show with? Do you have anything
in
mind?
I'm hoping to get the author of the book Tweakers. That's definitely one on, and then Gail Leander Wright, who works out of Boston, says she's going to have some things lined up for the new year, so we'll see what she presents me with. She always has a wide variety of authors and topics to choose from, so we'll have to see where that goes.
Do you get any authors actually coming to town?
We get authors. In fact, David Sedaris comes here periodically, and we do get, and he's not an author, but we did have Rufus Wainwright here. I was pretty excited about
that. He's got a new DVD where he did Judy Garland's songs at Carnegie Hall.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Yes. And I actually saw him about 2 years ago. It was just a fabulous fabulous show. And J.D. plays him, although, you know, this is a guy who also has some popularity beyond the community. So, you know, he gets other airplay.
I remember that you and I went and saw his father, Loudon Wainwright.
Yes.
A few years ago. Probably been, 6 or 8 years now, but we enjoyed that. But mostly they had the play Hairspray, came through town with the Broadway cast. They mostly come to Iowa City down by the college. You get more people. In fact, a friend of mine went and saw Jimmy Carter out there and actually got to shake Jimmy Carter's hand and buy his book, but... You know, so I would like to get him on the show.
Well, yeah. I mean, in fact, he has a documentary running right now at one of the Landmark Theaters here in town. And speaking of movies, though, I just saw this one the other day. It opened Friday, called Charlie Wilson's War. And it is
good.
It's absolutely excellent, and it's based on a true story, and it's based on a socialite from Houston.
Oh yeah.
In fact, the only criticism that the Chronicle had was it was 30 minutes too short, because it was written the way West Wing was written. I mean, when you listened, you know, when you used to watch West Wing, there was so much detailed in the speeches, and that's exactly how that is. And it was interesting. They were interviewing the woman, the socialite, and she basically said, except for some minor facts, like I would leave my party to have sex because a hostess just wouldn't do that.
No, never.
But she, you know, basically said most of the stuff she, you know, that was in that movie. And of course, movies are always sort of, you know, they have to condense a lot of stuff into a movie to tell a story. But it's an excellent movie.
Yeah. I haven't had a chance to see the movie yet, but on Friday night, the History Channel had the true story of Charlie Wilson's War, and it ran 2.5 hours on the History Channel and with, you know, quotations and interviews. It was fascinating that all that was going on, and most people were oblivious to what was happening.
Yes, and it's interesting because this congressman represented the Nacogdoches area.
Yeah, just north of the city.
Second district in Texas, which have probably been redrawn 3 times since then. But basically, he was a liberal, and he was very progressive on many issues, but yet he was really wanted to legally get aid to Afghanistan to get the Russians out of there, get the communists out of there.
Wow. Yeah, I wanted to see it. I know it got nominated for, 6 Golden Globes or something like that?
5 or 6, and, yes.
And it's so, it does sound like a wonderful story. Well, you know, it has a good cast, Tom Hanks and Julia Roberts and Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yes.
But it sounds like a wonderful movie. And it just came out this past Friday.
Right.
So maybe I'll go see that since I'm stuck here and it's snowing. I'll go see that.
If you get the History Channel, you might look to schedule, see when they're going to have the... you know, they always repeat stuff like that. And it was quite timely that they had the true story the same night that the movie opened.
Right. Well, that's good. There seems to be a lot of good movies coming out this time of year, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah,
so.
It's sort of normal for that because they're all looking for the Academies. They have to run in, 3 cities before the end of the year for a week. That was very interesting.
And I'll also say Sweeney Todd, which I haven't seen yet. I saw previews for it. It's very, very good. It's supposed to be excellent.
I saw that yesterday, and that's a tough film to watch, but it was interesting.
Yeah, well, it's a musical.
Yeah.
We're stereotyped to go see musicals, don't we? And speaking of musical, I hear that J.D.'s got quite the show prepared for us next hour.
Yes, from what we understand, of course he always does that. And he's just, you know, it's just J.D. He just does a great job.
I know, he's amazing. What a find he was. Jimmy Carter got him for us.
Yes, well... And how J.D. learned his craft and putting this all together. Well, you know, it's too bad you're not down here because we got a new board in the studio. And
no, I wanted to see it. I wanted to meet Glenn's new dog, Boney. And I couldn't get out of Cedar Rapids.
Well, I was looking forward to, I've heard so much about you, I was looking forward to finally meeting you face to face.
Well, the good news is I'm working out a few things and hopefully here... In the next couple of months, when the weather is a little less unpredictable, I will be making a trip to Houston. I just couldn't arrange it for December, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, that is too bad. And I hope you're doing okay being there during the holidays.
Oh, I'm at a party right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard some voices in the background. They seem to be quite joyous.
Yes.
Well, we'll let you get back there.
All right.
And have a really nice holiday. And we're heading out to Seattle also?
Yes, I'm heading out to Seattle on the 27th, and then I'm going to Los Angeles on the 4th to watch Elizabeth Montgomery get her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh, how wonderful.
About time. Yes, about time she got her star. So I'm happy that I'll be glad to get to see that.
Okay, well, send some pictures.
I will, definitely. Thank you, guys. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas to you, Joan.
Merry Christmas, Joan.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well,
bye.
You know, now that we got you all up, we're going to play a little bit of a downer Christmas song, but it's one of my two songs I like to play every year. The River.
Grandma Got
the
Run River. Over by yeah. a Reindeer?
Mm-hmm. No, the other one is Summertime by Janis Joplin in June.
I have a disc here that you gave me that has two tracks on it.
Number two.
Okay, that's the longer version. You're going to subject us to this again this year.
Yes.
Okay. This is by a gay artist?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Well,
here we go.
It's coming on Christmas. They're cutting down trees. They're putting up the reindeer. And singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here. It stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money. I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so stand there, putting up the reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away.
That's The River by Joni Mitchell. And, you know, one of the reasons why I do like to play this is because not everybody's in such a joyous mood around the holiday time. And you sort of have to make your own traditions. A lot of us in our community had to do that because we didn't always feel comfortable going back to our community, right, our families, or our churches, or our schools, or whatever. And it's incumbent upon us to make it better. It's also, you know, we had some tough times, but we got to move forward. And the only way we can do it is sort of pick it up and move on forward.
Oh, yeah. For me, this Christmas, there was a special treat. And, many of you have heard me these last 2 years on the show complain about the fact that I don't have family because my family sort of turned away from me for many years. Well, on Sunday at 12:30, I had lunch with my sisters. The first time we had sat face to face with one another in 9 years, and it was really remarkable. It's amazing how things change when you don't speak to one another. They actually missed me, and it was a nice Christmas gift to myself and to them too, that we were able to bond again in a ways that we're different now. You know, the time has changed and we're different now, and it was something. It was the spirit of the season that made it possible for us to come together. It gave us a good reason to be family and close again, and it was truly remarkable. I would have never guess that was going to happen if you'd have last Christmas when I was sitting here on the radio station saying things like that. But this year it was really remarkable, and that was a wonderful Christmas gift to myself, and to have family again that will talk to me. They don't necessarily still agree with what my transition, but what they do is respect the fact that I am who I am, and that was enough. And my younger sister actually calls me sis now. So, hey, you know, the world's, you know, anything's possible in this world at this time of year and any time of year if you just be persistent.
Sometimes it just takes time.
Time takes time, that's right.
And you're listening to Queer Voices.
Hi, I'm Sonali Kolhatkar, host and producer of Uprising. You can tune in to KPFT to hear Uprising, a weekly digest of independent news analysis, investigation, education, artistic expression, and activism. On Uprising, you'll hear the voices of women, immigrants, people of color, students, workers, and others, and the crucial analyses of movements from Latin America to Central Asia and right here in the United States.
Uprising airs Tuesday afternoons at 1, KPFT, Houston.
This is Queer Voices.
Levi Christ,
The Clicks,
Blue House,
Joshua Cliff,
Jennifer Lydon,
Brian Glenn,
Ari Gold.
Welcome
Welcome to This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine. I'm Greg Gordon. As we reflect on another year of struggle for equality around the world, this week's Audiophile 2007 Year in Review recalls how queer music provided the soundtrack. Even though there's no news report this week or next, we're continuing to track events in or affecting our global LGBT communities. Among the stories we'll catch up on when NewsWrap returns in the new year, Nepal's Supreme Court rules for queer rights, and lawmakers approve legal recognition of same-gender couples in Hungary and confirm them in Uruguay. But now, here are Chris Wilson and J.D. Doyle, orchestrated by production guru Christopher David Trentum, with the first of This Way Out's two traditional holiday season specials.
I never thought I was one of the lucky ones. Put my heart in a place that it didn't belong. Well, I guess you never find it if you never try. God knows I must have tried about a million times. And as soon as I said love out of my life, finally you found me. And I
happy holidays and welcome to this special Year in Review expanded edition of Audiophile. Hi, I'm Chris Wilson.
And I'm J.D. Doyle. In the past year, our gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered artists brought us a wonderful variety of music, touching many genres. Every year, it's a tough task to pick just a few of our favorites from the nearly three dozen artists we feature on Audiophile. For 2007, we've selected seven that we think deserve special attention.
Last year, Levi Christ made our Year in Review show with his album, One of the Ones. He repeats this year with his second studio album, The Gospel According to Levi.
In the album, he confronts the issues presented to him by his history with the church and does it in a hook-driven, rockin' way.
About Levi Christ and The Gospel According to Levi at www.levichrist.com. That's www.levichrist.com.
Yeah.
Canadian band The Clicks have gotten a lot of exposure this year, with their music being featured on The L Word, and they're appearing on the True Colors tour.
They got even more exposure with the release of their debut album called Snake House.
You were my sun, you were my earth, but you didn't know all the ways that I loved you, no. So you took a chance, made other plans. You didn't know your world would come crumbling down. No, you don't have to say what you did. I already know. I found out from him. Now there's just no chance for you and me. We'll never be. And don't I make you sad about it? Don't you love me? Why did you leave?
You can learn more about Snake House, the debut album by The Clicks, at www.theclicks.com. And Clicks is spelled C-L-I-K-S.
Is one of the premier independent bands of Australia, and they released their fourth full-length album this year. It's called One More Kiss, and in addition to their original songs, it includes a very interesting cover version of a classic.
Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. It's sad to be alone. Help me make it through. Take the ribbon from your hair. Shake it loose and let it fall. Lay it soft upon my skin, like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light.
out more about the album One More Kiss at www.lewhouse.net.
Baby girl, how you been? At the spot with your friends. Same old thing you told me then. You didn't have to lie again. What they say is true. The mirror can be very cruel. Everything you've done to me, you know I did it too, girl. And it's sad all the time that we waste, making others believe we're okay. Just
Francisco artist Joshua Cliff released his debut album this year. Joshua is a trans man, and that journey influenced his music and the name of his album, Won't Stop Now.
If I lost myself, would you help to find me? If I got my way home, would you remind me? Don't get me wrong, I'll be fine on my own. But if I'm ever truly in need, would you rescue me? Or would you leave me stranded? Jump on the plane before it landed. If I broke both my legs, would you carry me? If I'm ever truly in need, would you rescue me?
My request, I'm gonna check them. The stock next year is a year for good, a year for keeps. I'm here to win, lost driving with free chips. Take a seat, every day with the air. I'm here for good, I'm here for keeps. I play to win, lost driving with
more about Joshua Cliff and his album Won't Stop Now at www.joshuacliff.com. That's www.joshuacliff.com.
We'll be back with more of the Audiophile 2007 Year in Review here on This Way Out after this important message.
It's that time of year again when many of you in the U.S. consider ways to maximize your annual charitable tax deductions. Unlike many other worthwhile causes, we can't survive without your help. Log on to thiswayout.org to get some unique musical, cultural, and historical programming from the This Way Out archives and further reduce your U.S. tax liability. Better us than the government of George W. Bush, right? No matter where you are in the world, we can't go on without you. Log on to thiswayout.org to help keep this program on the air. From the This Way Out family to you and yours, thank you and happy holidays.
Welcome back to the 2007 Audiophile Year in Review. I'm J.D. Doyle.
And I'm Chris Wilson. Many of the transgendered artists we featured on Audiophile this year are in the early stages of their careers. On the other hand, Jennifer Lydum is a virtuoso on the upright bass who has appeared on over 100 recordings over the last 20-plus years with some of the giants of jazz music, both under her former name, John Lydum, and her new one after transitioning 6 years ago. Her latest album has the appropriate title, The Real Me.
Oh,
And for the new album, Jennifer branched out a little bit, and for the first time, added a couple of vocals.
Remember when the sounds you heard were crisp and clear? The melody and harmony were soothing to hear. But nowadays music seems designed to give you only fear. Stick it in your ear. The times have changed and romance is a thing of the past. Cro-Magnon ways and dog-eat-dog pervade to the last. I wish there was a way to keep the crying in your beer. We'll stick it in your ear. The time was when all you heard was melody and harmony in sync with the dance. Nowadays, the medium hasn't a chance till the last, but then it's the past. So I hope that there's a way to rise above the crowd. Some future generation will make us all again proud of those who came before who didn't pander to their fear. Stick it in your ear.
Find out more about Jennifer Lightham and her album, The Real Me, at www.jenniferlightham.com. That's www.jenniferlightham.com.
Are you traditional? Are you contemporary? Tenor, bass, or baritone? That's what they'd ask me down on Music Row. But I don't know what I'd say but this. After searching low and high, I finally hit my niche. I get green to sing a new song, same thing to croon the old. I play it straight or swing, with the punches on the board. No, I don't mind if the chorus flies with high-tech mend and stitch. I don't take myself too seriously, and that could be my niche. Well, armchair experts tell me how to play the game and consolidate my sound down to one. Stood in the sand and been a shadow on the side. And I've stumbled on that ladder and got my bell rung since I tried to be someone that can run and keep both hands and picks. Still, if I'm happy where I am, then I'll make that my niche.
That smooth country style brings us to the third debut artist featured on this show. He's Brian Glenn, and for many years, he has been a very in-demand Nashville session singer and musician, and has backed up Marty Stewart and his band since 2002.
While he's still in Marty's band, he's now released his own album called Original Intent.
Yeah.
You can find out more about Original Intent, the debut album by Brian Glenn, at www.brianglenn.com.
Transport Systems is the third and latest album by New Yorker Ari Gold. And with it, he continues his sexy blend of R&B and pop.
Are you ready to go?
You gotta go.
You can learn more about Ari Gold and his album Transport Systems at www.arigold.com. That's www.arigold.com.
And that's it for this special year-in-review edition of Audiophile. We would like to thank our co-producer, Christopher David Trentum, for helping to make Audiophile possible.
You can write to us at our new address, 594 Sawdust Road, number 273, Spring, Texas, 77380, or by visiting our website at www.audiophile.org. That's www.audiofile.org.
Audiophile is produced by Chris Wilson, J.D. Doyle, and Christopher David Trentum. I'm Chris Wilson.
And I'm J.D. Doyle. Keep listening.
So what were the best gay and lesbian films of 2007?
Ever tried to get bloodstains out of a silk shirt? Nightmare.
If I wanted something like this to happen, I would have had a one-night stand with another woman, not a straight man.
Coma stays far from disaster, safe and slow.
And how did we fare on TV?
Suddenly he's the hottest guy in the room, and I'm not good enough.
Hi, I'm Steve Pride. Join me on the next This Way Out, when we'll take a special look at Pride on Screen in 2007.
Thanks for choosing This Way Out, the international gay and lesbian radio magazine. This week, Chris Wilson, J.D. Doyle, and Christopher David Trentum brought us their Audiophile 2007 Year in Review, and Kim Wilson composed and performed our theme music. Listen online to This Way Out exclusively at outinamerica.com. You can also click on their link at the top of our website, thiswayout.org. Most This Way Out operating expenses are funded by direct charitable donations from you, our listeners. Thank you. Please log on to thiswayout.org to help keep this program on the air. You can also choose from some special thank you gifts, including a CD copy of this program. Email us at tworadio@aol.com or write to P.O. Box 38327, Los Angeles, California, 90038, USA. For Associate Producer Lucia Chappell and everyone at This Way Out, I'm Greg Gordon. Happy holidays, and thanks for listening in Europe, Asia Pacific, and Africa, Middle East regions on the World Radio Network, across the U.S. through distribution on Public Radio's Content Depot and Pacifica's Audio Port, in Australia via ComradeSat, on shortwave station Radio for Peace International, and on more than 150 local stations around the world, including this community radio station. Please do stay tuned.
This Way Out is heard every week as part of Queer Voices. You are listening to 90.1 FM KPFT. And there's more J.D. Doyle just ahead for you at the top of the hour on Queer Voices. It will be J.D. Doyle's Christmas special.
Some say the internet has hurt the art of letter writing, but here at KPFT, stamps still get the love and respect they deserve. Did you know you could write to your favorite shows, request a program schedule, or just share your ideas on programming, outreach, and more? Quick, write this down. KPFT's address is 419 Lovett Boulevard, Houston, Texas, 77006. You can send a letter to your favorite shows in care of KPFT, kick your program idea to the program director, or give your pledge to our membership department. Even if you don't have internet access, reaching out to KPFT is as easy as picking up a pen. Show your stamps some love. Again, the address is 419 Lovett Boulevard, Houston, Texas, 77006. You are listening to KPFT Houston.
It was a week before Christmas and all through the town. Everybody was shopping, just running around. Smiles grew wide, banishing despair. There was a certain sound that would soon fill the air. The Tune Poets with Dave Fall, Guy Schwartz and his hippies and all. Psychedillos and the Hightailers too. And last but not least, Opie Hendrix comes into view. The people exclaimed, where do I catch this bunch? Why, at Dan Electro's Guitar Bar this Saturday after a very late lunch. At 6 p.m., the doors will fly back, 1031 East 24th Street, as a matter of fact. A Very Jerry Christmas will light up the night. It's a KPFT benefit, a dancer's delight. Not at all like the regular thing. If you come know the words, just join in and sing. And until I see you on 1222, you better take care. You better be good. So from KPFT Houston, and all the rest of us too, this is our postcard. We'll play it for you.
We wish you a Jerry Christmas. We wish you a Jerry Christmas. We wish you a Jerry Christmas and a happy Bob Weir.
At 90.1 FM, this is KPFT Houston. Now, more of Queer Voices with Jack Belinsky and the entire Queer Voices crew.
Welcome to part two of the Queer Music Heritage Queer Christmas Special.
Sleigh bells ringing, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, I'm happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away.
Wait a second, you're happy with these things? Ringing bells? Glistening snow? They seem really harsh to me. You're being a little unidirectional, I think. I mean, you never even asked me what makes me happy.
I'm sorry, Tracy. I feel kind of dumb.
I think you need some better communication skills. You know, give and take. Consensus.
Consensus?
Here, this might help you. Gone away. The blue, which is my favorite color, but I'm willing to compromise. Bird, here to stay, but with no pressure to perform beyond his comfort zone.
is the new bird. He sings or drums or dances or paints or sits in a circle and appreciates.
Aww.
Getting along in a process wonderland.
Oh, Tracy, that's so great. Can I give it a try? Okay.
In ergonomic space, we'll build a snow friend and protect that he, she's on the other team. He, she'll say, are you married? We'll say, don't define our love. But if we ever decide to be, you're the human we would see.
Later on,
we'll sit in dialogue,
discussing Freud,
around the Yule log.
In a world without issues,
a word we might misuse. We're getting along in a PC wonderland. I totally hear ya. Getting along in a process wonderland. How is that working for you? Yeah!
This is J.D. Doyle, and thanks for joining me on Queer Voices for the second part of my Queer Music Christmas special. Opening the show was a politically correct version of Winter Wonderland, as done by Dean McBride and Tracy Stark. The song is unreleased, and I thank Dean for providing it to me. Every year, I love putting together these shows that are packed full of the Christmas music you won't be sick of by now. I gather this music all year and have very seldom repeated any songs over the years. But I do have one that I want to bring back. I played it on my very first Queer Christmas show in 2000, and I think it's a terrific duet. It's by Gary Imhoff and Robert Viteri and is called Our First Christmas. It's from a 1993 musical called All That He Was.
Tiny tree, a single strand of lights, a few small decorations, reds and greens, and yet to me, the most beautiful of nights, not just for how it looks, for what it means, for it's our first tree, in our first home, with our first wreath upon the door. And on this first Christmas, who knows what may lie in store? But may it be the first of many more. This Christmas Eve, the tree we have is small, and the gifts that lie beneath it may be few. Yet I'll receive the most cherished gift. Christmas morning next to you, for it's our first year in our first home, with our first wreath upon the door. And on this first Christmas, who knows what may lie in store? But may it be the first of many more. And on this first Christmas, the one gift I'm wishing for, may it be the first of many more.
When
when you said yesterday that it's nearly Christmas. What did I want? And I thought, just love me, love me, love me. That's what I want for Christmas. When I walk through a room, let them see you need me. Walk through a room, let them see. That's what I want for Christmas. Anyone can wish for all the trinkets in the window. Some can even buy the things they see. But the present that I want you'll never find in any window. Bring me love and bring it just for. When I come home at night, take me in your arms and hold me and kiss me and say, love me, love me, love me. That's what I want for Christmas. Hold me and kiss me. What I want for Christmas.
Following the song Our First Christmas was a song from the brand new Christmas album from San Francisco cabaret artist Russ Lorenson. You heard the title track, That's What I Want for Christmas. And from San Francisco, I'm taking you to England for a visit with one of the creations of Christopher Green. For years, he's been doing shows making many of his characters come alive. But the character who attracted my attention is a Nashville country singer named Tina C. Now, Tina C is, of course, from Tennessee. Get it? I have a number of her albums and played several songs by her on my April show. Her latest CD is brand new, called I'm Dreaming of a White Trash Christmas.
So here's a little song about that very first Christmas when I found out Santa Claus wasn't real all those years ago. Come with me. Mm-hmm. I recall a special Christmas Eve. Mama was in the hospital birthing number 13. What? What are you laughing at? Who was that? My mama ran out of good names, all right? You got a lot of children, you run out of names by the time you get to 13, 14, okay? If you don't mind being called number 13, I don't see why you should snicker, all right? I crept downstairs to see if I could see Santa bring gifts for me. Santa Claus I saw, but that one nearly all I shudder to recall. I woke my sister Donnie Marie. Well, my sister Donnie Marie said, I gotta tell you what I just seen. Santa Claus, low down dirty, son of a gun, he's acting flirty. Two young girlies from the local rodeo. Santa Claus, drinking beer, he's belching into his big white beard. He got nothing in his back and he ain't shouting, ho, ho, ho. Donnie Marie. But that ain't Santa Claus, you see. Oh, no, no, no. In fact, Santa Claus never did exist. But let's not get existentialist. She said that's daddy down there. Be goddamn pissed if mama should ever know. I said that's daddy down there dressed as Santa Claus. Oh, my gosh. I was upset. I ran upstairs, got my little guitar, and I wrote a song for Santa right there and then. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, they'll never make you die my horn. And they say my daddy, and they said
drink whiskey. But if you still believe in me, I'll still believe in you. Santa Claus, you say you're no good, drunk and slob, and I promise to be good if you promise you would rid Mama of that. Low down, dirty ass a bitch, about to steal Santa Claus from me. He only needs one more girl to make it ho ho ho. Why does all haunt me? I'll spend years in therapy. Now I know just what they mean by coming down the chimney. It's coming flooding back. Santa Claus, they'll never make you die my heart. And they say I'm my daddy, and you're just a fair story. If you still believe in me, I'll still believe in you. Hey, should we all sing it together? Make it ready for Jesus on his birthday. Come on. Everybody. If you still believe in me, I still believe in you. I heard so many of you vocalizing that. That was beautiful. But a lot of you have chosen to vocalize internally. Which I want to say is real valid, okay? Just wrong. So come on, let's all sing it. If you still come on, say it one more time, yeah. If you still, you, we love you, Santa Claus. Hell yeah! And I suddenly realized this song was sitting in my brain fully formed. And I'm gonna sing it for the people at the barbecue. Here we go. Listen. Who's that? The phone you raised. It's the sound of a boo. It's Santa, he's on your roof. Who's that? Up on your roof, man. Who's that? Is it the sound of a hoo? It's Rudolph, he's on your roof. Ready. All right, chimney's clean. Who's that? Up on your roof. Who's that? Don't be aloof. It's a snowman. He's on your roof. It's three wise men. They're on your roof. And some sheep on your roof. It's all the angels of heaven and heavenly hosts on your roof. It's Mary, Joseph, and Adonai on your roof. Who's that? Upon your roof. Who's that? Is it the sound of the truth? It's Jesus. He's on your roof. Make some room for Jesus now. His heart's ready. Hip, hip. No time to run and hide. Our souls must be ready. Hip, hip. Jesus.
Again, that was Tina C., and you heard her sing The Night Santa Claus Died and Up on the Roof. As you can see, Tina C.'s career is destined to reach, well, somewhere south of stardom. On my October show, I interviewed an artist who was a longtime favorite of mine, Steve Cohen, and I saved this piece of the interview for now, as he describes a song from his first album, Silent Too Long. I asked him to tell me about the song, Home for the Holidays.
It's fairly true to home. Yeah, I guess I was just trying to figure out how it is that holidays can be an awkward time. You know, I know, like, in my house, my mother has always longed for the perfect holiday gathering where, you know, everybody would be like a normal family. And I just don't think any family is like that.
It's like a Norman Rockwell picture.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that song for me was just trying to bust through that to something that might be, you know, palatable. You know, I think a real family is one that has gotten through maybe not treating each other so well, but still learns in time to love each other and forgive each other.
Other than your family, how did people react to that song?
Well, I remember I was playing at this coffee shop in Philly around that time, and there was a young guy who was probably coming out or dealing with coming out and his parents rejecting him. And when I played that song, he basically like started to cry and went into it. It was like convulsions, like right in the middle of the coffee shop. And I was so touched because I've seen people break into tears before when I played or react like that. It really made me stop and think that I had some kind of ability to affect people if that was what was going on. I think the only question is that the way that I want to affect people?
Well, you captured something real close to home for him.
Called the turkey all by yourself. Please tell Mom I'm in good health. Joke around like you're having fun. Ignore the loneliness when it's all done. In my sister's eyes, it's pain so old, she can't remember why. She spends the day counting minutes go by in her never-ending battle to keep the rage inside. No, I won't be home for the holidays. This quiet room is a welcome change. And I won't be back until I see tears of regret for what you did to me. Do you remember how it used to be? I'd say the wrong thing, then suddenly, for no good reason, you see red. I'd be hiding for safety under my bed. I was so young, I thought I was to blame. I thought I deserved your anger and shame. I've wrapped it up to give it back again. It's your present. Happy holidays. It's your present. Be home for the holidays. This doesn't mean I don't love the family. But for today, I'm just too busy getting rid of the anger trapped inside of me. Getting rid of the anger. of the turkey all by yourself. Please tell Mom I'm in good health. Joke around like you're having fun. Ignore the truth when it's all done. No, I won't be home for the holiday. I got my wish. Times have changed.
That was Steve Cohen, who is now going by the name Elton Costello. He's doing this because, well, there are just too many Steve Cohens on the internet making music. And let's pick up the pace a little with Jennifer Corday. Back in 1996, she had a backing band, and they called themselves Corday and the Curious. They released a cassette single called Mr. Saint Nick. Just try finding a copy.
Mr. St. Nick, come put something under the tree for my mother, my brother, my dad, and my baby sister and me. I've been waiting all year for this jolly old time to come. So I want to come here and give all my family some. So Mr. St. Nick, would you come around here? Cause I've been a good girl the whole singing year. I won't drink, I won't smoke, I won't cheat and steal. So please, Mr. St. Nick, don't leave me. I'll leave you some cookies, I'll leave you some milk. I want a negligee, make it black and something with silk. Dip on some candy, yeah, that'd be dandy. A present for baby and maybe some basketball shoes for big baby. Yeah, Mr. St. Nicholas, won't you come around here? Cause I'm a good girl the whole stinking year. I won't drink, I won't smoke, I won't cheat and steal. So please, Mr. St. Nicholas, don't leave me. I know you're listening, and I know maybe I did some naughty things, but I'm really a good girl. And besides, you can punish me if you want to. Just promise me one thing: you won't forget to come over to my house. Daddy wants books, and Mom wants perfume. Add on to our house so my brother can have his own room. Mr. St. Nicholas, hear my plea. You can forget the rest of the world, but don't forget me. Yeah, Mr. St. Nicholas, won't you come around here? Cause I've been a good girl the whole singing year. I won't drink, I won't smoke, I won't cheat and steal. So please, Mr. St. Nicholas, don't leave me hanging here. Nicholas, don't leave me hanging here.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul with a corncob baby, but no thunder made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, let's say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. Must have been some magic in that old silk telephone. For when they placed it on its head, he began to dance around. Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be. And the children say he can laugh and play just the same as you and me. Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day. So he said, let's run and let some fun out before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand. Run here and a there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. They let him down the streets of town right to a traffic cop. And they only paused a moment when they. The snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye, saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again.
again someday.
Whoa, they've had way too much eggnog. That was Justin Bond and Kenny Melman, but the world knows them better as Kiki and Herb, who have parlayed their impressions of a second-rate lounge act all the way to Carnegie Hall, where this next act belongs.
Last year I met a boy named Johnny, and Johnny is so fine. I ditched my friends to be with him and make that Johnny mine. I gave him my phone number and said, call me on the phone. I smiled as he winked at every cute young thing, and I went home alone. All I want for Christmas is some self- I smiled as he winked at every cute young thing, and I went home alone.
And left me in.
life, it's beautiful. It's still love. It is nothing, it is all. It is love, it's beautiful.
Daddy wants books and Mom wants perfume. Add on to our house so my brother can have his own room. Mr. St. Nicholas, hear my plea. You can forget the rest of the world, but don't forget me.
Yeah, Mr. St. Nicholas, when you come around here, 'cause I've been a good girl the whole singing year. I won't drink, I won't smoke, I won't cheat and steal. So please, Mr. St. Nicholas, don't leave me.
Don't leave me hanging here.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul with a corncob baby, but no thunder made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale. Let's say he was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. Must have been some magic in that old hillbilly town, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he can laugh and play just the same as you and me. Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day, said, let's run a lesson, but now before I move away, down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, run here and there, all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. They let him down the streets of town, right to a traffic cop, and they only paused a moment when they heard him holler, stop, 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 stop. But see, the snowman hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye, saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump, thump, look at Frosty go. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, over the fields of snow.
Whoa, they've had way too much eggnog. That was Justin Bond and Kenny Melman, but the world knows them better as Kiki and Herb, who have parlayed their impressions of a second-rate lounge act all the way to Carnegie Hall, where this next act belongs.
Last year I met a boy named Johnny, and Johnny is so fine. I ditched my friends to be with him and make that Johnny mine. I gave him my phone number and said, call me on the phone. I smiled as he winked at every cute young thing, and I went home alone. All I want for Christmas is some self-esteem. A little pride would be a dream. Where can I collect a little self-respect? All I want is some self-esteem.
Self-esteem.
Last week I went bar hopping, and the bars were filled with guys. I wanted to see, which would I be, the hunter or the prize? What now would I be a victim? Or would I victimize? Like most of the folks I found, I did both with each glance of my eyes. All I want for Christmas is to get a life. I don't wanna be a Stepford wife, doing all I can to please a man. All I want is to get a life.
Get a life.
Not now, I'm moisturizing. I don't have time for hobbies unless they help to keep me slim. I don't have time to see my friends unless they're at the gym. I'm always counting calories to be sure I'm fit and trim, in hopes that with the perfect body I'll attract the perfect him. All I want for Christmas is to get a rest from spending hours to look my best, to try to pass an impossible test. All I want is to get a rest.
Get a rest.
At last, I met a boy named Benji. And he is awful sweet. He'd listen to my tales of woe as he'd massage my feet. His muscles aren't bulging and his condo isn't neat. So when he spoke to me of love, I threw him in the street. All I want for Christmas are priorities, to prize the guys who have eyes for me. Could the answer be intensive therapy? All I want are priorities. All I want for Christmas is a little pride. Despite cosmetic surgery, I'm scarred inside. Just one more drink and I'll call my shrink. All I want is a little pride.
Little pride.
All I want is self-esteem.
What would one of my Christmas shows be without the Kinsey Six? And while they released their own Christmas album in 2005 called Oy Vey in a Manger, I picked one of their less obvious holiday songs. It was called Self-Esteem and came from their debut album from 1997, Dragapella. Time for some chorus music, and I have two different choruses to share with you. First, back in 1979, the Montrose Singers were founded, and that group evolved into the Gay Men's Chorus of Houston. Recently, a new group in Houston was formed, the Bayou City Women's Chorus, and both groups, with their combined membership of over 175, now perform under the umbrella organization Bayou City Performing Arts. Their first recording under this name just came out this month and is called A New Season Live. It's an excellent showcase of both groups, with plenty of diversity in the musical selections. One that particularly caught my attention was written by Fred Small. Pete Seeger has called Fred Small one of America's best songwriters, and I think Fred Small qualifies to be an honorary gay person, since over the years, he's written a number of wonderful songs that address gay issues, including one that I place in the anthem category, called Everything Possible. But the song that Bayou City Performing Arts chose for their new album was one that was new to me, and is the true story of when the KKK came to Billings, Montana. It's called Not in Our Town.
When the Klan came to Montana, they made no grand parade. No hooded knights on horseback, no banners boldly raised. Hate mail and bomb threats, midnight telephone calls, white power swastikas spray painted on the walls. 5-year-old was a man at my window, looking into my room. Sun, there's nothing out there but shadows branches make. The little boy went back to sleep, his parents lay awake. For Isaac's bedroom window showed their faith for all to see. The candles of the menorah stood for hope and memory. The next night out of the darkness, a cinder block was heard. Isaac's window and the boundaries of his world.
One moment of conviction, now one voice, wise and clear, one act of compassion, it all begins here.
No safety now in silence, we've got to stand our ground. No hate, no violence, not in our town. Pop was not unfriendly, he said, ma'am, if I were you, I'd take down that menorah, the Star of David too. Isaac's mother, Tammy, said, I'm sure that's good advice, but how then could I ever look my children in the eye? When at the doorway a little girl did stand, a gift for her schoolmate in her outstretched hand, a menorah drawn in crayon from a Gentile to a Jew. It said to Isaac from Rebecca, I'm sorry this happened to you. Have you seen the paper? Did you hear the news? What kind of people are we?
And children primed in prejudice, in peace together dwell. If we look through this shattered glass, do we see ourselves?
Margaret MacDonald called her pastor on the phone. This time the Jews will not face their foes alone. We'll make paper menorahs, display them from our homes. We'll show the bigots there are more of us than they have stones.
The bigots.
Shopkeepers printed up menorahs by the score. Children in their Sunday schools color dozens more. Though in the town of Billings, if not 100 Jews, menorahs tower everywhere on every avenue. Through the drifting snow, Tammy drove her children round. Menorahs by the thousands in the windows of the town.
Are all those people Jewish? Asked Isaac as they went.
No, his mother answered. They are your friends.
One moment of conviction now, one voice, quiet and clear, one act of compassion, it all begins here.
No safety now in silence, we've got to stand our ground.
No hate, no violence, not in our town.
Not in our town.
One snap, the lash of compassion, it all begins here.
No safety now in silence,
we've got to stand our ground.
No
violence,
not in our town. Not in our town. No, not in our town.
First I'll get there for life.
I followed Not in Our Town with the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, who were coming out at Christmas, as done on their 2005 album, Home for the Holidays.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
I wonder how many of you knew that one of the Andrews sisters was gay. I have that on good report from one of my cabaret friends in New York City who knew her. And this is a good time to invite you to check out my website. If you visit it while you're listening, you can see the playlist and follow along while looking at photos of the artists and recordings. I've always considered our music history as a visual as well as an audio experience. Again, that's at www.queermusicheritage.com. Also, for more very queer programming, please listen to After Hour with Jimmy Carper every Friday night, Saturday morning from 1 to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's Queer Radio with Attitude. Next up is Laura Nyro, and I think her version of these two songs is just beautiful. It's from her album from 1990 called Live from the Mountain Stage.
This is an early Christmas card. I bless the day I found you. I want to stay around you. Now in for always, let it be me. If you must cling to someone, now and for always, let it be me.
Feel like some holiday dance music? Here's Joy Cardwell.
or something I'll drink. We'll stay up all night long, dancing to our favorite songs and singing simple melodies. It's the time of year, we need love and cheer. Spread some joy and happiness to every girl and boy. You make me wanna sing about the feelings that you make. And here we all have more. It's my first Christmas with you. Forever in my heart. It's my first Christmas with you. My very first Christmas with you, baby. My very first Christmas with you, baby. It's my very first. It's my first. It's my first Christmas with you.
Yes, you're right. That was called My First Christmas With You, and it was one of four remixes you can find on a CD single from 2004. Again, that was Joy Cardwell. Did you hear that? That was the sound of a closet door in Denmark having its hinges flung way off. Last summer, I discovered a very gay Danish artist who performs under the name Tomboy, and I played his song, Okay to Be Gay, on my August show. On his site, he says he tried to work as many gay cliches into the song as possible, and you should see the video, Camp for Days. Here's a sample of the song.
Been listening to Queer Voices, heard each Monday at 8 p.m. here on KPFT, a publicly funded Pacifica Network station. Queer Voices is produced live in Houston with recorded segments from This Way Out, which is produced at KPFK in Los Angeles. Queer Voices executive producer is Jack Valensky. On air voices are Glenn Holt, J.D. Doyle, Deborah Bell, Jennifer Renee, Greg Chapman, and Jack Valensky. Be sure to listen every Saturday night, Sunday morning at 1 a.m. for After Hours with Jimmy Carper. It's Queer Radio with Attitude. This is listener-sponsored and commercial-free Pacifica Radio, KPFT, at 90.1 FM, 89.5 FM Galveston, and worldwide via streaming audio from kpft.org. For Queer Voices, I'm Glenn Holt.
Some say the internet has hurt the art of letter writing, but here at KPFT, stamps still get the love and respect they deserve. Did you know you could write to your favorite shows, request a program schedule, or just share your ideas on programming, outreach, and more? Quick, write this down. KPFT's address is 419 Lovett Boulevard, Houston, Texas, 77006. You can send a letter to your favorite shows in care of KPFT, kick your program idea to the program director, or give your pledge to our membership department. Even if you don't have internet access, reaching out to KPFT is as easy as picking up a pen. Show your stamps some love. Again, the address is 419 Lovett Boulevard, Houston, Texas, 77006. You are listening to KPFT Houston.
It was a really good Christmas moment.
town.
Everybody was shopping, just running around. Smiles grew wide, vanishing despair. There was a certain sound that would soon fill the air. The tune poets would day fall, Guy Schwartz and his hippies and all. Psychedillos and the Hightailers too. And last but not least, Opie Hendrix comes into view. The people exclaimed, where do I catch this bunch? Why, at Dan Electro's Guitar Bar, this Saturday after a very late lunch. At 6 p.m., the doors will fly back.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.